Now, the furor over the Gauteng e-toll system once again surfacing. In the latest round, Gauteng Transport MEC, Mr. Jacob Mamabolo, reaffirming the province's opposition to the controversial e-toll system. Mr. Mamabolo stated that the province made a very comprehensive submission to the President and Ministers of Finance and Transport, in which they made a strong case against the e-toll system, which they believe can resolve the e-toll matter once and for all. Now, we discussed the issue with Outer's Wayne Duvenage. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Wayne, the e-toll saga, I mean, every time we discuss this matter, we've been doing it, I think, for a few years now, starting to feel like a never-ending merry-go-round. I mean, is there some end in sight this time?
Well, you know, we hope so. We've been saying this for 2 years, when in March 2019, the president gave Fikile Mbalula the task to resolve this matter, and he tasked him to do so by August in 2019. Yes, 2 years have moved on, and they're still no closer to resolving this impasse. But, you know, I've always said that the public have made the decision for the minister. They are not paying. A handful of people are paying, and the scheme has been brought to its knees. They cannot summons or arrest anybody now. They cannot obtain default judgments. So the scheme has pretty much collapsed, and government is just finding itself difficult to pull the plug finally and make a final decision.
Weighing the Gauteng government against the e-toll system, Finance Minister Mr. Tito Mboweni declared that national government has no plans to scrap the system. Now, that will obviously put provincial and national government into direct confrontation, bringing in COSATU into the mix as well, as the trade union has been very vocal about its opposition to e-tolls. In this political mix over here, who is going to win this fight?
Well, certainly not national government. I mean, Tito Mboweni can say what he wants, but it gives one an indication that they don't comprehend the difference between reality and fiction. I mean, you can't just make a law and then think, well, that's it, everybody will come and everybody will just pay. If they don't pay, if you cannot administer your laws and enforce them, then it isn't a good law, and it needs to be challenged, which it has been. So yeah, look, you know, I don't think, and this is not us being against the view or the principle of user pays. This is just not a user pays scheme that is ever going to work. And I think government has got no choice now but to come to its senses. And once again, you know, The Gauteng government has been saying this for a long time. This does pit national against provincial, but the Gauteng provincial government supported e-toll right in the beginning when it was introduced, when Nomvula Mokonyane was the premier. They were happy with it. And I think they're only turning against it. They only did after David Makura in 2014 and 2015 could see the people were unhappy. They never backed the people before the scheme was launched when they expressed their unhappiness. And that's politics for you.
Wayne, the caveat here, of course, the discussion that needs to be paired with e-tolls these days is the proposed auto regulations. Now, we also have to take into consideration that if auto regulations come into effect on the 1st of July, I mean, some motorists could end up paying, what, a fine of $500 every time they pass under an e-toll gantry on the N1 highway between Sandton and Pretoria. I mean, is this something that could actually become a reality, Wayne?
I don't think it'll ever become a reality. It's certainly written into the regulations. Not sure if they're going to scrap it between now and then. We've made it very clear that we will defend the public if and when they get fines for unpaid e-tolls. We have done so on summonses, if they ever got summonses with regards to unpaid e-tolls. That is the most ludicrous law that will ever be in place. And quite frankly, ARTA itself is being challenged. We go to court a bit later on this year, before it is launched, to challenge both the constitutionality and the and the practical and administrative incompetence of R2. So R2 actually is going to be the next details. If they ever introduced R2, it's going to be an absolute debacle.
Finally, Wayne, I mean, we've seen that government has announced plans. Now, when it's going to happen is, of course, anybody's guess, to enforce the payment of e-tolls with a new clause that motorists unable to renew their vehicle licenses if the outstanding e-toll bill is not settled. Now, considering by now that motorists in Gauteng and probably many visitors to Gauteng as well owe billions of rands in e-toll bills, I mean, is this not going to open up a bribery route, more civil disobedience? Is this ever going to happen, Wayne?
No, they will never be able to withhold your license if you don't pay e-tolls. I mean, that has been said by a number of municipalities already. You must remember, municipalities and metros, that's revenue that accrues to them, and this is not a national government matter. So, if and the law is very clear, by the way, in the division of revenues and not only the division of revenues, but with regards to the powers that accrue to the different levels of government. You cannot introduce one law at a national level to impact on the competence and revenues of local government. That's very clear. So there's no way that they will ever be able to withhold your renewal of your license if you've got unpaid e-tolls. And again, if they do that, that'll be challenged. ARTA has got a very strong court case on this whole e-toll matter, which, by the way, SANRAL halted back in the same time 2 years ago in March 2019 because they could see this was a fight they were never going to win. So they will never be able to withhold your license as a result of unpaid e-toll bills.
Wayne Duvenage, thank you for joining us this morning and keeping us updated. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. All the best. Bye.